Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. And here again, we are in the air-conditioned studio. The time is now 9 and 10 minutes. The date today is the 16th day of the month of May, 2020. And this
the
morning.
Month of May.
May? Right, what is it? May? Right. They say May.
May you say the right month?
Yeah, please. It's the month of January. I don't know what is wrong with me, eh?
Alzheimer.
Yeah.
Is it Alzheimer? Is Alzheimer settling down or is that the...
Roy, you probably need a holiday.
In May for sure. Oh, by the way.
A holiday.
May already. I need a holiday.
I'm going to Brazil on May.
Okay.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. All right. No. Yeah, so, yeah. So, you know what? When you get old, you plan things ahead.
In case you forget, yeah.
In case you forget, yeah.
Write a lot.
So
write.
May is not, but it's January. What was January. It?
I'm saying write it down.
First of all, you know, I had to write down the 2020.
Yeah, still don't get it.
2020. Isn't that like make you ancient?
It's not going to the optometrist. It's 2020.
That's in a good case. Yeah.
I think about my son. My son was born before my grandfather. My grandfather was born 1914. So it's 14. My son was born 08. So listen.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So, what do we have here today? First of all, we've got with us Liel Rimon, coming from Topkesh in 96 Anton Drive. How are you doing, Liel?
I'm very good. Thank you. Beautiful day and a beautiful week is coming to an end. So,
Can't believe it. I mean, how time flies. Yeah. I mean, every year we say it in the beginning of the year. Here's January, it's December. Here's January, December. What happened to the rest of the month?
It's already May,
for instance. Yeah. And we've got with us for the first time in long time, Mr. Moshe Starograd. How are you, Moshe?
Good day. Very well. Nice being back here.
Is it?
Yes.
It's nice to have you. We missed you.
Yeah, we miss you a lot. And now you're walking, eh?
Well, with a crutch, you know, had an operation.
Yeah.
A serious operation, and it takes time to recover, but, you know, where the will, there's a way, so I'm trying, you know.
Walking-ish.
Yes, that's right.
I thought a sex change operation doesn't affect your...
Really? Really? I wouldn't walk after something like this for a long time.
Yeah, but you're special.
I'm special.
So Moshe is coming to us, is mainly for me. I was joking. All right, do we have it today? We've got with us a blogger and South Africa's best movie critic. We've got with us Peter Feldman. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing well, Roy. How are you?
I'm very good.
You're good for May. You don't live that one down. We got it on record.
Brian May
from Queen. You like Queen?
Yeah, I like Queen.
You like Queen?
I like Queen.
Got any music for
I like
Queen.
Queens, and I like Queen.
All right. All right, guys. Hey. I mean, right.
He's in a good frame of mind.
Yeah, it's the weekend coming.
The weekend is coming.
Yeah. You know, we're playing on Saturday, Roy.
Yeah, we're playing Man United. And you know what? This time I'm actually a little bit confident.
Although
they're really doing well, eh?
They just got through last night on the FA replay against Wolves.
Yeah, Burnley and Rashford got injured, and I think they look horrible. And if you ask me, 4-1.
You're not biased, are you?
No,
we're not biased.
But
more than that, what happened? I mean, we're talking about 4-1. I mean,
they took from us 2 points, and they're the only team.
You know why? Because of the low block. They parked the bus, and that's
revenge.
Is sweet.
There's two teams we need to revenge this year. It's them and Aston Villa that beat the kids in the in the League Cup that we need to revenge for them. But Manchester United also, they took points from us.
Leo, what do they say about revenge?
Revenge
is best served cold.
Cold.
Now that says that. You know who said that?
No.
Women.
Who said...
Yeah,
they're saying so many things. Who listens?
Hey, Roy.
But the Bedouin, he says, "You wait 40 years for your revenge. Still not. Still early.
Still still early.
Yeah.
Roy, so there were a couple of people who used to send you messages last year. Remember, there was one person who used to repeatedly, every show she sent you. Has she started sending this year yet?
Yeah. Very nice person. She sent it. By the way, yesterday you had a lot of people answering your question.
Yeah, a lot of people sent us messages.
Yeah.
With the right answer.
Is that about the new Metro movie?
Yeah. Yesterday we actually had a very good response. Hey, don't forget, guys, 0618951019. I think I'm right. Yeah, that's our Instagram number, 34519. Yeah, 0618951019. And SMS to 34519. If you've got any questions, we've got with us in the studio Mr. Warren Saitovich, which is an expert in security. And he started this new venture of private defense. So meaning, what does it mean, private defense? Is the name of the company is AWPDC. And PDC stands for Private Defense Company. And, the training for the individual, I believe, for anything, we live in South Africa, and in those days, you better be awake, and they said that 99.9% of those hijackings, etc., can be avoided if you just open your eyes. So the 99.9% of cases, that's what, I know, from experience, that if you are aware and you can avoid them, you actually can avoid them, because they're using the element of surprise in 99.9%. Our head stuck up our that's why we don't pay attention. We sit in the robots and we play with our who knows what, and that's where they come and knock us. So Warren will be with us just after this song. The time is now 16 minutes after 9, and let's play something short and sweet. I don't know if you remember that one, but and we're back. Thank you for staying with us. I'm sure the song was great. Thank you, Karen. And 19 minutes, and we're in here speaking to Warren Saitovich, which is the owner and founder of AWPDC. It's Anthony Warren, private defense company. I believe it's training in South African situation.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. It's training in different scenarios: hijacking, home invasions, or just training in general on how to use the firearm, keep the firearm, clean the firearm. You speak to a lot of people and they say, no, they've got a firearm, they bought the best of the best, and you ask them where it is now, it's in the drawer, or it's in the safe. They haven't shot it since they bought it.
Which makes a world of a difference. Yeah. So a firearm is something, and I'm telling you from experience, firearm is something, when you have it, you have to shoot it. If you don't shoot it, you lose that feel of how to shoot a handgun. And when situation occurs, and that's why we have a handgun, you're sitting with a problem.
Yeah.
So, where are you? You do tactical handgun training.
The range is Black Duck Range, which is in Krugersdorp. It's just past Cradlestone Mall. But we do have classrooms when we do the training on your competencies and modules when you need to. So we will advise you what firearm to buy, what is the best for your situation, your frame to carry, because some guys go and buy the biggest and best they can find and they can't shoot it because they just don't know how.
Yeah. The idea in South Africa, I mean, what I found out, that if you are aware that you are in a situation, or if you are aware that situation can occur, not if you are, the situation can occur, it's actually very easy to get out. The element of surprise is 99% of hijackers / robbers / whatever. So if you pay attention, I don't think they're not that clever.
No.
Sometimes they are when it comes to big amounts of money. If they've got an information and it's an information, they can be very clever. But for the more opportunistic,
you've got to be aware, and that's what we've got to create is the awareness of your surroundings. Whether you're driving your car, at the shopping center, at the mall.
Entering your place, exiting your place.
Someone is watching you. And those are the opportunists, and they can see you. If you're wearing a fancy watch or something, they're going to try and follow you or get you before you go into the house.
I do believe the training should have been taken quite regularly. Yes. It's not training once off and now, okay, I know. You know, it's not a black belt in karate. Now I'm a black belt and I can stop doing what I'm doing. It's something that you have to repeat, I believe, twice a year. So from the mere reason of I felt that when I was training, I was all allotted. But if you take a year later, you don't pay attention really. Yeah. You go back to your old,
The question, Warren, is, do you train when to shoot or how to shoot?
Okay, that comes into the training when you apply for your firearm. You have to do certain legal aspects of a firearm where you will be taught and examined.
Because, you know, in this country, if you shoot somebody, you go to jail.
Yes.
Not the attacker, you understand?
That, yeah, that's why you have to have all the legal requirements before you can apply for your competency, and then you would apply for your license, whether it be a handgun, shotgun, rifle. And obviously you do get different categories in licenses, where it be business, where you could carry a different type, a higher caliber of a rifle, depending on the business you do. But the most important thing is training, which is very important. Once you are trained and keep up the training, and if you know how to use the firearm is clean. I mean, you wash your car every day, every week. The firearm should be washed, cleaned.
Yeah. Maintained, yes. Yeah, sure.
Maintained, that's
and
it.
Properly, you must shoot it same as you don't, I mean, yeah. You know, it's a proper thing. You have to, I'm all for it, you know. So basically, the various technique of gun ranges, what you're saying is, it's hijack simulations, carrying a weapon in a vehicle, and what to do, indoor invasion scenarios, basic handgun drills, and what is it?
A jungle run. So we have a run which is probably a kilometer through trees and through this and
that. Yeah.
And you would run through there with the firearm. That would be a non-lethal firearm on training.
Okay.
Until you can, or at a level where you
the
can...
The whole idea is making the individual aware.
Yes. Also, Roy, you got to understand your family or your people who work with you or close to you should know if you do have a firearm, where it is and what condition it's in, how you're carrying it. Because if something should happen to you and they need to take over that firearm, they need to know how to use it.
What happened? I mean, we're going to come back and talk about legalities of that matter. Before that, we've got Peter will read for us a small advertising. Go for it, Peter.
Through Chai FM, you connect to the world, to Israel, and to global listening community. But contact the studio, office, or helpline at one touch. You can download our free app to listen live. Find it on the Google App Store. It's Chai at C-H-A-I-M-F-M. Just look for the logo. The Chai FM app is brought to you by Binary Headquarters. Thanks, Roy.
It's a pleasure.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
So, we're back here with Warren. And I want to know, Warren, now, you're making this like training camp. How is it going to work? Is it going to be on weekends or?
No, the range is open from Tuesday to Sunday.
Okay, but let's say I want to register myself into that.
Yes.
Into the program. What do I have to do?
Well, at the moment we're having a day on the 2nd of February, which, we're calling a level one tactical, which you would have to have your own firearm with, 50 rounds and obviously ear and eye protection with a holster. And we're charging 270 rand a person.
Oh, that's really, really small, eh?
And we will then help you correct you if you're shooting wrong. I am a qualified range officer, and Tony is a qualified instructor.
So for $270, this is really, really affordable, I must say. Really affordable.
Instead of going to the casino around the corner, you can come.
So your number, I know it by heart, so must I give you a number?
Yes.
Okay, it's 084-7000-727. Yes?
Yes.
All right. 084-7000-727. You must contact Warren Saitovich. We will hear something nice. And, you know, if we're talking about...
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 29 minutes to 10. And we're here with Warren Saitovich talking about self-defense, basically making you awake and understanding your weapon, making you awake and understanding how to opening your eyes to a situations, making your muscle memorize the situations. Am I right?
Muscle memory.
Yeah. And but what is the legality of using a weapon in South Africa? I mean, we all know the stories about somebody break into my house, I shot him in the head, and now I'm in jail. That kind of thing.
Okay. Your life is going to be in imminent danger.
So you cannot... Sometimes you wake up in the morning, you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you see somebody above you, and you clouded, your mind is not really in the right situation. The guy broke into your house, and I don't know, I mean, you don't decide, I mean, you didn't decide this moment that this guy wants to kill you, only, maybe he wanted just to steal money. Is that a good enough reason to shoot him in the head?
Well, it'll be fought in the court, because you've got to find out, is your life in imminent danger? Did he have a firearm? Did he have a knife?
Hold on a second, sometimes you don't see the knife, it's dark, you don't see the knife, till your eyes get used to the... Yeah, it gets used to the dark. You know, when you open your eyes, you're confused, you're scared, you pull the gun and you shoot. What happened then? I mean, then the guy only had, only had a bat, let's say.
Excuse me? And maybe he wants to choke you. Hasn't got the knife. Yeah. Not an arm, want to choke you. Isn't it your life?
Yeah, but even if you came there to kiss you, he's still not supposed to be there. But it doesn't matter.
That's the law in this country, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, so it's different if they breaking into your house to steal something.
But we don't know if he comes to steal or to kill. I mean, how do you know?
That's where you got to have training. So you need to be aware. And that's when your other part of your security is your alarm and that type of thing. But if the guy's on top of you, if it was in my situation, I would shoot him.
Yeah, and fight it later. Obviously, yeah. I mean, the idea is always...
Your life.
I mean, what the guy is doing in your house, I mean, obviously, he can't really prove that he was there to do visitors. Coming to clean up at 2 o'clock in the morning. He can't prove that, especially being dead. But for you to prove the other way around, is that right? Can you do that?
Well, you will be able to. It's in your space, within your house.
Yeah.
So he has obviously gained entry somehow illegally.
Warren, have you been in a situation during your career where you've been put to the test in such a situation? Can you describe what happened and your reaction?
I have been in a shootout while I was on duty. We were called to a call in the Alexandra area, and... I don't know if you know or you've seen pictures that the shacks are very close together. And we went to fetch a suspect and we got blocked in. And
The community blocked us in.
Yeah. And then started shooting at us and...
So they were protecting the suspect?
The suspect. Well...
Were they protecting the suspect? They wanted to kill the suspect. Okay.
They wanted to take the law into their own hands. Yeah. And you were there to,
We were there to intervene. Actually give backup because it's not our area.
Okay.
And we landed up having to call in the public order policing unit to actually escort us out.
Did they come immediately? Did it take?
Yes. They did come immediately and they had to escort us out. It's in an area called Swetla, which is a very dangerous area in Alexandra.
How long ago was this?
This was about 12 years ago.
Wow, so the memory's still there.
Yeah.
So you're aware of what's going on around you. You're trained. Yeah. And you think more South Africans should be trained to handle firearms? Do you think there should be an increase in buying firearms?
I really do. But even if you do own your own firearm, you need to be aware and you need to know how to look after that firearm and how to use it. And the people around you need to know if you have the firearm. I'm talking about your close family that would need it, because a firearm is no good sitting in the safe where you went and bought the best firearm you could get at that stage, and now sitting in the safe, you don't even know if it's working 20, or if it's...
20 years ago, I was hijacked outside my house in Sandton, and I was shot in the stomach. And later the police said if I'd had a firearm and I'd used it, I would have been dead. So they advised that I didn't use a firearm in those circumstances.
Okay, that's where your awareness would come in. Because you'd have to read the situation and see. You would have read the situation if you had
been training
or you were aware.
Yes.
I mean, before you drive into your driveway, you'd have a look.
I was driving out. I was coming out.
Doesn't matter. So you, before you drive out, you would have your hand on the gun, I'm sure, and you'd look, have a proper lookout, and then the situation might have not happened. Maybe you would have run over the hijacker or do something that they train you to do. I mean, to be aware, awareness basically. To be vigilant, that's why we always say to our listeners, be vigilant, open your eyes, because when you're vigilant, they cannot really surprise you. They don't come with the army. They got three or four tzotzis that come and attack you, and those three or four people are not highly
skilled
individuals. Sometimes just put foot and get away. Sometimes just open your eyes, see the suspicious vehicle is behind you. And just make sure that if somebody's you leave the bank with a couple of grand and you see a suspicious vehicle, you turn right, you turn left, still behind you, you got a problem. But so don't go home.
Well, a question is, Peter said that they told them that if you shoot the person, he'll be dead. So isn't it in conjunction also like the Krav Maga? That you must know exactly how to react.
Yes, that's
the same second.
That's exactly, Moshe. That's where your awareness. How would you use in a situation like that? Even if you weren't armed and you had non-lethal knowledge or non-lethal weapon, which are commonly on the market now, and that's what they're using to rob people as well, is a non-lethal weapon, which shoots a 9mm round and it sounds exactly like the real thing. But it's a blank. So if you're aware and you do have other skills, that's where you would know, can I take this guy out without, is my wife next to me, children in the car, it becomes a different situation. So that would make a big difference, is who you with.
There's a lot of talks about normally people will be shot with their own gun. Which is in a situation, and think about it, especially if you're not trained, they take your gun away and then they shoot you with it. I mean, this is a situation, maybe sometimes they come to you for your gun. But we're gonna talk about it just now. We're just gonna go back to a little bit, of the advertiser, and we're gonna come back in a minute.
This is The Hustle with Roy Perez.
All right, we're back for the last stretch of the show. It's 18 minutes to 10 o'clock, and we're here with Warren Saitovich. That'll tell us all about shooting. So the last question I had before we went for a break was, is it true that everybody says that if you own a gun and you don't pay attention to it too much, normally you get shot with your own gun? Is that
something? That is true. When I started training in the police, the first thing they tell you is your gun, it's like an ATM card. So you got to look after that gun. Because the thieves are coming to fetch that gun. You can do whatever you want with that gun. You can draw money, hold people up. So the gun and your attention to that gun, if you can carry it, is a big responsibility. That's why there are so many rules and regulations in place. Before you can get competent to carry a firearm, and before you can apply.
Because what happens is you become quite a target. When you carry a gun, you're already a target. Just because you carry a gun, because the gun is what the perpetrators want, not just your money, they want the gun.
Yes.
So the gun is the asset. So sometimes carrying a gun is not that clever. Or maybe
they need to conceal it.
Yeah, they need to conceal it. So concealing a gun is not just concealing it against people that don't know you. Like when you walk in the street, you just put it in a good position so no one will identify you got a gun on you. This is one thing that you have to do. The second thing is make sure that people that work for you, i.e., your domestic worker, etc., don't know your private hiding place. That if you got a gun, you don't have a gun. They shouldn't know about that. Yeah.
A lot of the time you find in house robberies and that type of thing, your information has come from inside.
Yeah. 99%.
Inside job. Yeah, inside job.
Yeah.
It's very simple. In situations you think, you know, in hijack situations, which I've been unfortunately quite a few times, and I'm thinking that that it could be eliminated. It was all an inside job. People that know you are very easy to convince to give information. The idea is simple. They can actually love you. I mean, over and above that, if they hate you, you got a big problem. But let's say they love you, and they go to sit in the local bar. Or Shibin, or whatever they call it, and they say, you know what, my boss is giving this beautiful watch, or my boss, you know what, he gave me this weekend 10,000 rands bonus. Really?
You
got a nice boss. Where do you stay? And you tell him the story where he, and he tells you the story where he stays, and the next day they come to you to knock on your door or to scout outside your door to see what your movements are. Believe it or not, they do quite a deep and investigative work. The worst feeling is, if somebody by mistake bump you and steal money from you or hold you by the gun by the ATM or whatever, you know that it's completely random. You can get over it. Mm. But when you find out that people were following you for a couple of months, when you find out that people were following you for 2 months and you didn't pay attention, there's something can make you crazy. Yeah. Because from that day onwards, you just walk and think somebody's looking at you. And this is a mad situation, guys. Open your eyes for the first time, then you'll never have a problem again.
But Roy, it can also be not the fancy watch or the 10,000. It's my boss. I was sick, or my son was sick, and he helped me. He got me medicines to, and now my son's better. That's also seen as
you got too much money.
You got too much money.
Yes,
and that also becomes a problem.
So just be careful. Be careful. And I think is I see many people actually. They don't take the details properly of whoever works with them.
No.
And you have to take proper details. Over and above that, I think a police clearance is a very, very good thing to have. Have a police clearance and, make sure that the guy, girl work for you has a permanent address. You know, otherwise there's not much you can do.
Well, Roy, with today's laws in the banking, you can't get in a bank account unless you've got proof of address and proof of everything. So it shouldn't be too hard, you as the employer, to ask you that, to please give you the info and, I mean, you will pay for the police clearance gladly.
You know?
Take him to the police station and they do it, it costs you 191 rand or something like that. And it's a police clearance, you wait a couple of weeks and it's, even if there is something that's positive, it'll be on the police clearance.
You know, on this subject we can talk for years and years. I must say, it's very close to my heart because being a pawn shop owner, it's something we're facing day in, day out. I mean, with a big sign, cash. Outside, I mean, that's what's more inviting than saying cash? Yeah, we've got cash. So, yeah, that's very inviting. And knowing Warren for a long time, I mean, I must say, been eliminating all the problems we had. Warren, there's a lot of things to talk about. Well, how do people get more information?
Okay, at the moment, we are on Facebook, Private Defense Company.
So just go on Facebook and search for Private Defense Company.
Or you can contact me on my contact number. Or on a WhatsApp.
So contact number for Warren is, like I said, 084-7000-727,
Or you can contact Antony on 061-979-947.
All right, could you say it again?
It's 061-979-947.
Here you go. So that's Antony. So in the meantime, Yeah. In the meantime, we've got a few minutes to talk. Anything that you want to say about? Is that your first training? It's going to be the first.
This is the first training we're having. So the training we're having is, like I said, it's a tactical handgun training. On the 2nd of February, it starts at 8:30. It's at the Black Duck shooting range in Krugersdorp. It's 6 meters from Cradlestone Mall. Right around the corner from Silver Star Casino, and we will assist you and show you if you're doing anything wrong or how to hold the firearm.
It's a must, guys. It's a must to do. I mean, it's very nice to have a gun and look at it and polish it and whatever. But if you don't know how to use it, it can turn against you.
Yeah. Do you advise people on what guns to use for their special needs?
Absolutely.
You can guide them, because I think it's very important that people have the gun that they can use. You know, it suits them.
Absolutely. Everyone's different. In the old days, everyone wanted a .38 Special and a .357 Magnum. And today there's a lot more options and there's a lot more technical things that go into deciding what gun to use, and we will advise those people.
Great, guys. All right, we've got a weekend. We've got a Man United, believe it or not.
Yeah, we talked about it, no?
Did we? Nah, but tell me. So Rashford is out?
Rashford is out, and I think United are very weak. If you watched them yesterday, they played against great team. Wolves are great team.
Yeah, we're a great team.
But still. I wanted to say something else. It's January, right? January. Yesterday was our first show. Roy and Faith was awesome. But January, it's a tough month. It's a long month. A lot of people can't get around it. And, if it will help you to sell your jewelry, to sell your watches, anything, we are open for business. So
I must say you're absolutely correct. I mean, it's a tough month, and if you need something to help you get over the hump, so basically we are open for business for jewelry, watches, any luxury items, motor vehicles. If you want to get rid of it quick, we're the right place. I think we'll basically take anything. Over and above that, if you want to buy stuff, please come. Yes. I mean, we sell too. Not very expensive, I must say. Really, our prices are ridiculously low.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff.
And, if you want 18 karat, 9 karat, white gold, yellow gold, diamond infested rings and jewelry, necklaces, whatever you want, we've got it. So just give me a call, 083-6100-209, or you can contact our shop at 011-325-7777, and that's going to be our goodbyes.
Have a great weekend, and we really hope Liverpool will.
What do you mean?
Put a nice one again? No, put a nice one. I want 4-1, but even if it's going to be 3,
why one? I don't want a one. Why a one?
I give them one because they're nice. It's a shame.
Like you know, my friend said to me, "Oh, I like to have a 20-year-old. I like to have a 23-year-old girl." Why the three? All right.
I don't want to elaborate.
No, you don't. Guys, I wish you a great weekend. Good job, and you know what? Yeah, have fun.